Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
I love you, you're perfect, now change, is the name of a humorous play, which is kind of a parody on how we often fall madly in love, think the person is just wonderful, and then strive to remake him or her. Sometimes we nag. Sometimes we cajole. Sometimes we manipulate. Sometimes we threaten. But it just doesn't work. It's a lot like teaching a pig to sing. It annoys the pig and wastes your time. Yet from the days of Adam and Eve to the present, we strive to redo the person to whom we are married. I love you. You're perfect. Now change. That was the mentality of a Yemenite Jew who moved to Israel. As you probably know, Yemen is a very primitive country. And when Abe and Sarah arrived in Tel Aviv, they were absolutely aghast at the modern conveniences and things which they had never seen before. One day, Abe wandered into a high-rise in Tel Aviv and saw an old woman, hair covered with a babushka, face a maze of wrinkles and gnarled hands, one firmly gripping a cane as she made her way into an elevator. Abe stood there spellbound. Never before had he seen an elevator. But in moments, the doors of the elevator opened, and out walked a beautiful young thing, at least 40 years younger than the woman who had walked through the sliding doors moments before. Abe stroked his beard, and a sly smile does a half moon between his whiskers. Poking his finger toward the elevator, he says, "I think I will send Sarah into that thing." I love you. You're perfect. Now change. In all fairness, though, it is not only men who want change. It works on both sides of the gender issue. I often tell brides that there are three words which are on the minds of brides when they marry. One is the aisle which she shall float down on her father's arm. Another is the word altar, the altar where she will kneel. And the third is the word hymn. You know the hymn which will be sung at the prayer. And I suggest those same words are there after the ceremony. I'll alter him. But they're spelled differently. I love you. You're perfect. Now change. Okay, bottom line. In all honesty, do you find yourself trying to change the one to whom you are married? If you really want change, try these simple guidelines which are guaranteed to work. Guideline number one. Stop trying to get your mate to change and love him as he is. Love begins where a person is. Understand that change is the result of God's Holy Spirit working in a person's life. There has to be a motive for change. And your being on somebody's case isn't sufficient to affect long-term personality changes. Guideline number two. Strive to be the person God wants you to be. Much of the time, we spend so much time and energy getting the other to change that we don't have time to concentrate on being the person we ought to be. Focus on being the right person, not making the other person right. Guideline number three. Start praying that God will do His work in the other person's heart. My husband's not a Christian, I often hear, and I often ask, "Have you prayed for him?" Urging the Lord to bring him to Himself? Oh, yes, the person says. Then say, "My husband hasn't yet become a Christian." Reflect the expectancy you feel in your heart that God has heard your prayer. I love you. You're perfect. Now change. Growing together is the only answer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.